pujaan hati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Boy listeners, still here with me, Ray, in Indonesia today. And boy listener, right now we are currently in the weekend, so some information that I will be giving out to you is about startups company. Startups to automatically accommodate AI in the future, said Hafid. The Communication and Digital Affairs Minister, Metia Hafid, has said that in the future, startup will be accommodating artificial intelligence as a driver of business development. Therefore, she informed the Ministries of Communication and Digital Affairs will continue to foster digital startups, integrating AI in work process. Discussing the growth of startups, Hafid highlighted that the current survival rate of chance of startup survival after being established in Indonesia is around 10-15%. It is actually quite a high number, because outside of Indonesia, according to the minister, this achievement is quite good considering that in many other countries, the survival rate is below that figure. And recently, Indonesian startups won 9 awards out of 18 nominations. It's basically half of the nomination itself. And we should be proud about that, boy listener. And the ASEAN Digital Awards showing that startup innovation is a good solution to current problems. And therefore, Hafid said she is optimistic about the development of Indonesian startups, which in line with the government's commitment to increase community contribution to the digital economy sector. And let's hope for the best for Indonesia also, because in Indonesia we are going in with lots and lots of things that is going to be on in the future. That is a good thing. Just like a song with Mungkin Nanti by Peter Pan.
Saatnya ku berkata, mungkin yang terakhir kali. Sudahlah lepaskan semua, ku yakin inilah waktunya. Mungkin saja kau bukan yang dulu lagi, mungkin saja rasa itu telah pergi. Dan mungkin bila nanti kita akan bertemu lagi, satu pintaku jangan kau coba tanyakan kembali rasa yang ku tinggal mati seperti hari kemarin saat semua di sini. We'll be right back. mungkin saja kau bukan yang dulu lagi. Mungkin saja rasa itu telah pergi. Dan mungkin bila nanti kita akan bertemu lagi, satu pintaku jangan kau coba tanyakan kembali. Rasa yang ku cinta mati seperti hari kemarin saat kamu ada di sini.
Visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish center. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours. And it's done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
pasti kasih.
Listener, planning a Java road trip in the weekend, here are the places that you should stop by. First one is the Pansela Southern Route in Serang Regency. There's Anyer Beach. Anyer Beach in Serang Regency, Banten Province, is probably the most south-out gateway for many Jakartans because it is just a mere 120 kilometers from Jakarta, around 2-hour drive from the nation's capital. Not the capital anymore, but you get the point. There are many intriguing resorts and hotels to choose from along the shores. The beach is definitely a magnet for a refreshing family's holiday, wherever anyone could enjoy water activities like diving, jet skiing, speedboat, parasailing, and other fun aquatic sports. Next one is Carita Beach, or Carita Beach. Another favorite gateway, around 3-hour drive from the metropolis, is Carita Beach, located in West Banten, Labuan District, Pandeglang Regency. Coconut trees swaying with the gentle wind, lining the alluring beaches, where you could also view the remains of Mount Krakatoa, rising above the horizon in Sunda Strait between Java and Sumatra. There's Sambulu Beach also, and in the Pandeglang Regency. Tanjung Lesung, only a 3-hour drive from Jakarta, Tanjung Lesung offers a captivating beach, coral reefs, and a mesmerizing view. Spanning 1,500 hectares, Tanjung Lesung is currently developed to become an international tourist destination. There's Ujung Kulon National Park, and then there's White Chihara Beach. And also, in Lobak Regency, there's Tanjung Layar Beach, Goa Gede Beach, and Kulon Progo Regency. Kembang Soka Waterfall. For those of you who love watching waterfalls, or maybe take pictures and videos about it, the locals call this place the Kembang Soka, or the Soka Flower, because there's an abundance of these flowers growing exquisitely throughout the area. This is certainly an astonishing place with a breathtaking view that you can find in Jatimulyo Village, Grimulyo Subdistrict, Kulon Progo Regency. There are many more that you can visit, so stay tuned for more information, just like this fella with Selat Ransang Beach.
Selat Ransang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots, which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Padamu, tapi dariku itu yang terbaik. Kau bukan pilihan. Karena ku tak sedikitku, hasratku padamu terpaksa. Aku mencintai dirimu hanya untuk satu
kau tak pernah tahu. Rasa cintaku padamu hanya di bibir saja, tak sedikit pun hati bicara. Semoga selama ini kau tak tahu bahwa sesungguhnya aku tak mencinta terpaksa. Aku mencintai dirimu hanya untuk status palsu. Setengah hati ku jalani cinta karena aku tak suka denganmu. Jika aku bisa
be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Thank you. Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Pradela. Thank you for listening.
Boy listener, still in Indonesia today, and if you want to send your critic suggestion and also information, you can send it through our social media. Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI _official. We also have our email address in VOI @voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 238 12130.
Kau datang dan jantungku berdegup kencang. Kau buatku terbang melayang. Tiada ku sangka getaran ini ada saat jumpa yang pertama. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, yeah, yeah. Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Korepi love, korepi love, korepi, korepi, korepi love. Korepi love, korepi love, cause it be something that I never had. Dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, yeah, yeah. Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love?
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
For Lake Limutu, the three-colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Wolotopo village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Indy. Passing through semi-hot mix road, along the coast of Nanganesa, with waves and sparkling black sand, which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Wolotapa Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampong. We trace rising paths and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampong, we should meet Bernardus Dei to ask permission. He is Mosalaki, or custom leaders in Wolotoko village. He is precisely called Mosalaki Dikasawu, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuapu'u, or the origin kampung, where Sauria, or big houses, are situated. There are two Sauria in the village, namely Sau Atalaki and Sau Sue. They are wooden stilt house with rumbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
Rumah ini sudah lapisan ketujuh.
This house is already for the seventh generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of custom law people. It symbolizes working together and unity. This house was built with a ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Sauria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sau Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sau Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, have three rooms, with each name and function. They are Wajah Bu'uria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, setelah Buria Wajah Lulu, yang kedua Wajah Tenda.
There are parts inside the house. They are Wajah Buria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda. The first one is inhabited by the first child because Bu itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors' heritage objects. There is also a place for Mosalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there is a place for musyawarah, or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
Begitu pula sebelah kiri dan kanan, sama semua posisinya, seperti hitungannya.
To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies which need high cost, at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount revealed by Bernardus Dei. Although most of Wolotapa villagers are plantation farmers, they are willing to pay big amount of fund for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sau Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged with traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to pull pegs of wood called Tai Telu Lulu. Then people break down the house and held a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut, which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lea Lako to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Upacara Lea Lako itu di mana para tukang dengan
Lea Lako ceremony is when construction workers clear location both in kampung and in the forest. They should give food in 4 directions to stay away from bad luck and obstacles. They give offering to the ruler of the forest before cut in the woods. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do Tenda Sao ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony features Tandak and Gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put Leke Pera, house pole, with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including waving or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
Telah melakukan pemasangan leke pera, dilanjutkan pemasangan untuk balok untuk buat tenda rumah.
After putting leke pera, putting blocks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and constructing are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for this house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Nio, Poke Muku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kedak Kanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Mosalaki in Wolotopo village. Kedak Kanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumasi. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Wolotopo village. Besides, there are stone graves which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedak Kanga. The graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Mosalaki.
Kedak Kanga, rumah tempat pemuja berhala oleh seluruh para Mosalaki.
Kedak Kanga is a place where Mosalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The central circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Mosalaki in a kampung center called Puse Nua in Leo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Mosalaki do Tandak and Gawi dance accompanied with Go Lamba traditional music to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolotopo traditional village, a traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained, a village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
here's the news. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto met with French Minister of Economy, Finance and Industrial and Digital Sovereignty Eric Lombard in Paris to expedite the Indonesia-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. After 19 negotiation rounds of over 9 years, Erlangga emphasized that finalizing the agreement is timely amid global uncertainties. Expressing Indonesia's openness to dialogue for mutual benefit, Lombard welcomed this initiative, indicating France's readiness to continue discussion and prepare financial concessions for investment projects under the CEPA framework. The next news. After becoming the first Southeast Asian nation to join the BRICS economic bloc, Indonesia is now actively pursuing membership in the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The OECD Council's decision in February 2024 to open accession discussions with Indonesia marked a historic step, reflecting the nation's commitment to aligning with international economic standards. Joining the OECD anticipated the enhance Indonesia's global standing, attract foreign investment, and support its global of becoming an advanced economy by 2045. And that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and